Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7, 646-595-4311. I want to hear from you.
That was Smokey Norfolk, right there in the middle. What's going on with my tongue today? But God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I am your host, G. Wright, and of course, I am about to burst here in my studio. You know, God is just so good, you know, guys, and I just wanted to take the time to say thank you to so many of you who have prayed for me, who have prayed that God would have his way in my life. So for those of you who have prayed that God would do a new thing in my life, and I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. My CD release is this coming Saturday. I have a 6 o'clock show and an 8 o'clock show up in D.C. at the Atlas Arts Theater on 8th Street. And I'm excited about it, and God's definitely doing a new thing, and he's doing a great thing in my life. And I think one of the things I would like to share with you guys is this fact, is the fact that I've gone through so much. I've gone through so much, and I want you to know that sometimes it might take you a long time to get to a place where you think you should be. You know, it may take you a while to get to that place. It might take you a while to get to the point of, you know, this is where I desire to be in. Lord, how do I get to this place? You know, and so I just want to encourage you today, because there might be someone out there right now who, you know, God's giving you a dream, and you might feel like, I cannot get to this place. I cannot get to it. And I want to encourage you today, if you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, to remember today that all things are possible. No matter what it is that you're going through, I want you to remember today that all things are possible. One of the things I would like to play is Angie and Debbie. I love the Winans. If you know anything about G-Wright, you know G-Wright loves the Winans. And I'm going to play Angie and Debbie. This song is entitled Love Won't. You know, we all have our different perceptions of what love is. But I'm going to tell you through this song what love won't do to you. This is Angie and Debbie Winans. Thank you for tuning into the Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you just would like to shoot the breeze or talk with me and just share with me and with the rest of the listening audience what you're going through, feel free to do that. You can also send me an instant message on Yahoo. My instant messenger is G-Wright Online. That's G-W-R-I-G-H-T Online.
No.
Love won't ever hurt you. I'm just encouraged today because I know that we serve a God who is definitely faithful. And in the Word of God, it says, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. You know, I just wanted to say, what's up? I want to just give a shout out to Virtuous One. How you doing, Virtuous One out there? I appreciate your support. And we're just talking. I'm just going to share just a little bit. You know, I've been working on my project for the past 12 years. Now, how many of you know that 12 years can be a long time when God gives you a vision? And you start walking that walk, you start taking baby steps, and then soon you realize, okay, I've made it down the street. Then you realize that you're rated around the block. But the only thing you know is that you're following God and doing your best to follow Him and to listen to His voice. And sometimes you stop for a minute. Sometimes God will stop it for a season. And then once you've gone through, I guess, whatever He's intended for you to learn, then you keep on going. And I just have to say this. Like I said last week, it really hit me that, you know, we really don't know what we're really tested. We don't know what we're really made of until we go through something. Although, you might be feeling like you're in the fire right now, I want you to be encouraged, because without that fire, you wouldn't know what you're really made up of. Now, here and try to act as if, you know, I'm perfect, or if doubt hadn't come into my mind. Doubt did come. I've had to fight through some things spiritually, and through prayer, through fasting, through meditating. And I'm telling you, you know, that God kept me. When I felt like I was at my weakest, you know, the Word of God says that His strength is made perfect, you know, in us. The thing that I held on to was this phrase, the sentence that God had given me, which is entitled, "All things are possible." And I'm telling you, no matter what I went through this past 12 years, this past couple years, when God laid on my heart what would be the title of this CD, that I kept on hearing, "All things are possible." On New Year's Eve of 2006, that's how long I've known what would be the title of the CD. And God made sure that I heard, "All things are possible." I could turn on the radio, I would hear a preacher preach and say, "All things are possible." I listen in church sermons, hear different preachers say, "All things are possible." I might be hearing some people talking, and I'll hear, "All things are possible." I'll open up my Bible and go to the verse that says, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So I just want to encourage you today that no matter what you are going through and experiencing, all things are possible. And when you feel like you are at your weakest, God will step in. He'll step in on time. So I hope this song blesses you. This is a title cut from my CD. It's entitled, "All Things Are Possible." You are listening to G Wright. I am G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, 646-595-4311. And I hope this song blesses you, because indeed, all things are possible. While it's coming up,
life's
just relax.
Serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, big clouds cover you. In this day, you can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race and pain to win. All is possible. In faith.
yes you do. And the darkness surrounds you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now. Time in this life.
No time to
wait. No, 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 no. All things are possible. If you believe, yeah, yeah, your dreams can come true. If you walk in faith with me, all things are possible.
Are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright, and it's so great to be here with you guys. I appreciate those who support me, and I just want to send out a shout out to the Blog Talk community and the Blog Talk Radio group and TAZ, Mr. Bugs, and there's some other members. Just feel free to check out my Blog Talk Radio page, my top friends. Miss Brenda Johnson, send a shout out to her, and send a shout out to so many that are out there right now. The Derek Riviere Show, and I'm just gonna say this, you know, indeed all things are possible, and the only thing you have to do is have faith the size of a mustard seed, and that's all you've gotta have is that faith. And I'm telling you. You know, if you do have that faith, you're going to see a brighter day. It eventually will come. It might not feel like it, but it definitely will come. So, you know, with that, you know, I'm going to have to play a little bit of Brighter Day from Kirk Franklin. One thing about this show, I like to play good music, good gospel music, good inspiration music that's going to touch your heart and soul, and hopefully inspire you and leave you uplifted, you know. But if you'd like to call in and share a word that, or anything that God's placed in your heart, feel free to call in to 646-595-4311. This is Brighter Day, Kirk Franklin. Your Brighter Day is coming.
People going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, you know, we got to stand.
Thank you.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew Jesus. I want you to make welcome my friend, Miss Kelly Price.
I hear coming right now, right now.
That was none other than Richard Smallwood. None other than Richard Smallwood. Morning's breaking. And it's breaking. And God is doing what he said he would do in your life. Just hold on, because morning is breaking. And, you know, with that, I just want to encourage you today that he lives. You know, we serve a God who lives. Who's alive, who knows how we feel, and who has experienced everything, you know, who knows us through and through. You know, he's not dead, he's not a rock, he's not any kind of things you might see, but we know that he's here. And guess what? He lives. And when you're weak, he will give you the strength that you need. Just call on him. This is Vincent Walker and Testimonies of Joy, and I appreciate you guys for listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G. Wright. If you'd like to call in, 646-595-4311.
Right.
Hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was Vincent Walker and Testimonies of Joy, He Lives. No matter what you're going through today, I want you to know that He lives. Who lives? Jesus Christ lives. You know, and Sean Hardin puts it like this, Jesus is a rock.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
These are bad times. Folks done forgot how to call on Jesus.
All right, sure you are.
But we're going to take this old song, and Sean, I just want you to take your time and sing it how you feel it.
Oh,
I mean, take your
yeah.
time.
Oh,
go
yeah.
ahead.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land.
Oh, oh,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Second Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. It said, perilous times will come. Hey. So I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. Even though times are rough, God's got a master plan. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. We will hear from heaven, and we will hear him say, yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
is a rock in a weary land.
Oh,
Jesus.
I know that Jesus.
Jesus is a rock
in a weary land. In a weary land. Weary land. Yes, now let me say this. Now turn your Bible to Matthew 24. Oh my. The disciples had a conversation with the Lord. They said, can we pick your mind and tell of the end time? Jesus said, take heed. When you see these signs, we will hear from heaven.
We will hear from
and
heaven.
We will hear him say,
oh, Jesus is a rock.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's a rock in a weary land.
Jesus.
I know that he is. Yes. He will be there when you need him. Yeah.
Jesus is a rock.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Man.
Listen, y'all. Oh, in time,
like these,
waking,
bow down,
yeah,
on our knees,
and pray
to heaven,
to send help in a time of need.
Despair.
Can I say this one now
Jesus
for me? Let it rock.
I hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was You Can Come Back Home by Eureka A. Wright. Yes, Eureka A. Wright. That is my cousin, and her CD is coming out next month. She's definitely was a role model for me while we were growing up as kids. You know, and I just want to encourage you today that you can come back home. You know, I was speaking with some people this past week, and you know, people sometimes I think we're definitely hard on ourselves, and sometimes you know we deserve it, but God has given us grace and mercy. You know, if there's something that you've done, you feel like, you know, I can't go back to God, I can't return back to God, I want to encourage you today that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, we weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing. But even in the midst of what we were doing, Christ saw down the timeline. He saw you. He saw me. And he still gave his life for you and for me. I just want to send out a shout-out to Virtuous One. I appreciate you, Virtuous One, for paying attention and listening in today. You know, God bless you and your show and what you're doing and in the kingdom of God. Also, I just want to just encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, that God loves you. And his love is so abundant. His love overflows. It cannot even be contained in one setting. And with that, I would like to play a little bit. Oh, wait a second, guys. We have a caller calling live. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
What's up, G Wright? How you doing?
You know, I knew this had to be TAZ.
Congratulations on the new CD. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to be there Saturday. I wish I was. My wife will be there in my place, and you know you're in my heart always, little brother.
Yes, this guys, this is my big brother. Thank you, TAZ. You know, I'd already sent a shout out to you, and for everything that you're doing. You know, I appreciate you because, you know, you and your wife are two people that God has blessed me with, and just knowing you, I've met so many other people.
Oh yeah, and you're getting ready to meet even more. The list is going on. I just now reached out to Mint Condition so I could get them on my show, and a young lady that sings gospel in Atlanta area, Marlo Moore. Do you know her?
I don't know of her.
Oh, she's bad, and she's a gospel singer in the Atlanta area. So I will be getting her on my show as well. We just connected a few minutes ago.
Oh, man, TAZ, one thing I can tell you about you, man, you are definitely a shaker and a mover.
I'm trying to do the best that I can, man. And I didn't mean to interrupt your show. I hate when
the music
gets cut off. I love music, and that's my main passion. So go on, let the song rip, man.
Oh, man, you are doing your thing, man. I appreciate you calling in because, again, this is like a big brother of mine, you guys. Like I told you, he's on my top friends on my MySpace at G Wright at myspace.com/G Wright Sing. You will find TAZ, the host of ATAZP.com.
Live.
And on Blog, that's the same thing, same name on Blog Talk Radio. You know, and you know, I can say I appreciate good people and appreciate what you're doing. And on Blog Talk Radio and in the community and in the lives of people around you. Because you don't know it, but, you know, you and your wife, y'all touch people, you know. You know, so I just appreciate your encouragement.
Well, I'm glad I do, man. I'm glad I do, and I'm glad I give you that good spirit to keep moving on and going even further in your musical endeavors.
Oh, yeah,
your cousin's track is hot.
Oh, man, she's opening up for me, man. She's opening up for me up in D.C.
I listened to it, and I was loving it. I was like, yeah, I got to get her on my show as well.
Yeah, you know, that whole internet thing, she's not used to that yet, but I'm trying to, I'm schooling her along a little bit.
She's older than you, right?
She's older than me, but you know that computer stuff, and, you know, putting your music out there.
Well, she's younger than me, though.
How old are you?
Tell the listeners to turn down the radios or the internet. I'm 48. I hope you didn't hear it.
Yeah. Hey guys, he's 48, but he looks like he's like 30 in his 30s. You know.
So is she younger than me?
Yeah, she's just a little bit.
Yeah, well, she ought to be on the internet pumping her stuff up. So don't worry, we're gonna talk to her.
Yeah, we're gonna talk to her. Did you get the second track? I resent it. Did you get it?
No, I didn't open it up. But that first one, whoa.
Which one? You Can Come Back Home. Which one was that? Heaven All the Way.
I think that was it.
I Need Heaven All the Way.
I know, I was listening. I said, whoa.
Man, I just can't play You Can Come Back Home.
Work her in one of the new joints that we got.
You know what? I'm not ready to put that one up yet.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, one of the new joints that you wrote, work her in one of the new songs we ain't recorded yet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to do that in a minute, but you know, we know we got to take care and copyright this stuff. You know how that goes.
Oh yeah. And each song that you name, I'm making sure that I put it on my BMI thing.
Yeah, you put your BMI, I put it on my ASCAP.
That way we cover both tracks. Yeah. You know, both houses.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you about this, guys. Listen, off the record, I let one of my friends listen to the tracks and what I was doing to your music, and they're blown away. You know, but I couldn't take away from this project right here. But
No, because that one is just as well top-notch. And I listen to your remastered tracks, and they sound very good. Telling you, it's so hot. It's so hot.
man.
I was sitting there going, ooh, I want to jam to this one.
man, appreciate it. You know, I got to tell you, these tracks, and I heard that, you know, off record, that new track that you sent me was off the chain. That new track is off the chain.
Which one?
The newest one, the gospel one that you're writing for me.
Oh, did I send you the music to it?
Yeah, it's off the chain.
That music is hot, ain't it, dog?
It is hot.
I already got my part in there, my little rap part, and then you just got your singing, and I mean it's nice.
You know, I say this, man. I'm definitely excited about this first CD, but I'm looking forward to this new CD coming out. We're going to push this out as quickly as possible, but everything is going to still be with that level of excellence that TAZ and G Wright always put out. So, you know.
That's right. And I just got through talking to the guy that's going to master it in Las Vegas a minute ago. You need to meet him as well. He does some fantastic beats himself.
But you know, that whole thing. So this first CD is easy. I can go ahead and let you guys know this first CD is really laid back. But the second CD is pumping out. We'll still keep some of the G-Wright flavor, the praise and worship type, and the love song.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But this next one is going to be pumping out. So it's going to be pumping out. You know. So I'm definitely glad to have TAZ, you know, doing this thing, and he's taking me under his ropes, and he's you know. So I just appreciate him.
Oh, man, well, it's all good because, like I said, when I first went to your MySpace page, it was truly on and pumping, and I was like, I'm feeling his voice. He's got a strong voice. Sort of sound like Luther. Sort of sound like Christopher Williams. So I just was like, I'm feeling this all the way around. And when I tell people that you sing gospel and you sing like Christopher Williams and Luther, everybody go, what? I said, you got to hear it. And when they hear it, they'd be like, man, you wasn't playing. He do sound like that. I'm like, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Man. TZ, how many albums have you put out?
Over 70.
You know, you're an independent artist, and I'm telling you guys, his music is good. I'm telling you. And this is my first full one. I mean, I know I put the maxi single out, but this is my first full one, and I have the inserts, and God, I'm telling you, at the last minute, TAZ, you know, God just brought all the stuff together.
And I'm so glad that he did, man, because he was really, it was sounding a little stressed. My brother, a couple of times you was calling me, I was like, after I got through, just said a little prayer for you. I'm sure everything's going to work out.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. God bless you. And you know, and I'm still hoping that that you'll be able to come through for a second or two or whatever.
Oh, you mean on Saturday?
Yeah.
Man, there's no way.
There ain't no way.
If we went down that road and tried to beat it up, I wish I could. Like I said, I'm going to say something so they can play on the PA system there so you can hear my appreciation for you.
Well, you know what, TAZ, I hope this coming week, I'm not sure, but we'll talk about it, because I'm going to take the G-Right, I'm going to take the show on the road. The show will be on the road with me on Thursday, so hopefully you can come in and join me for my show on Thursday.
Where is it at?
We're taking it on the road. We're going on the road.
You mean around the country?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going up to D.C., so it's going to be on the road.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and we also I ran into a gospel promoter, too, so.
Oh, man.
Did you really come and get with me so I could hook you up with him?
Okay.
And, you know, you'll be on a little circuit tour, at least around town at the main events, and probably down in Tennessee, too.
I appreciate it.
In the southeast.
Well, you know, I got 30 seconds, and I've learned from the best of them.
I'm going to let you go.
This is TAZ chilling with G-Right. I appreciate you guys listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Hope you're blessed, be encouraged, and know that all things are possible. I'll see you on Thursday from 6 to 7, GRightOnline.com. You can buy the CD there, y'all, so check it out, GRightOnline.com and MySpace.com/The Heart of Love radio show. God bless you.